From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. President Barack Obama traveled to Orlando, Florida Thursday as the city prepares to bury its first victims from the mass shooting. The president and Vice President Joe Biden spent hours meeting privately with survivors of the attack, victims' relatives, and police officers who responded to the scene on Sunday, where 49 people were killed.
Today, the Vice President and I told them on behalf of the American people that our hearts are broken too.
The low-key visit reflected the challenge for the president to find something meaningful to say about an attack that has stoked a wide mix of fears about terrorism, guns, and violence against gays. Hillary Clinton on Thursday won the endorsement of the AFL-CIO, the nation's largest labor union, giving her a powerful voter turnout engine against Donald Trump. The Republican businessman quickly accused labor leaders of selling out to a candidate he said was aligned with Wall Street. Bernie Sanders, meanwhile, told supporters Thursday he will work with Clinton to transform the Democratic Party, and he says they must make certain Donald Trump is defeated. If you visit Philadelphia and want to quench your thirst with a Coca-Cola, get ready to pay more. It has become the first major American city with a soda tax, despite a multi-million dollar campaign by the beverage industry to block it. The fifth largest U.S. city enacted a tax of 50 cents per liter on sweet sodas and other soft drinks with sugar. The city council voted the tax into law despite a challenge by the soft drink industry, which spent millions of dollars opposing the soft drink or the soda tax. The tariff takes effect January 1st. This is VOA.